What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
The roster has been cut down to 53 Pittsburgh Steelers. Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette joins us now to get into it. Ray, brought to you by the Western PA Injury Attorneys, Larry Kelly and Joe George from LGKG, your home team. Good morning to you, Ray.
Good morning, fellas. How are we doing?
Oh, we are wonderful.
Good.
Hump day, college football week one, nice cool weather out there. It's the tops. Ray, did anything surprise you yesterday?
No, not really. You know, if you look at it and There's moves to be made here. You know, Will Howard is going to head to IR. I think Dante Kent is going to head to IR. There's no way they're going to keep Dante Kent on the roster because they didn't get a look at him at all. So those are two moves to be made. So they only have 8 defensive backs on the roster now. So you know they're going to bring some guys back. I think Chuck Clark's probably coming back. Maybe James Pierre is coming back. And the other note is they kept 8 D linemen, so that might change as well. I cannot remember a time that they've kept 8. They've always kept 6 or 7. So unless they go to that Philadelphia Eagles model, which, listen, Andy could have convinced them that they want to have a deep rotation, but unless they're going to do that, I would expect there's another move to be made with those defensive linemen as well.
Did Beanie Bishop play his way out of the nickelback position? Did he get beat out, or was it a numbers game in regards to Beanie Bishop not being on this team and getting cut?
Yeah, I think unfortunately for Beanie, Dorn, that he doesn't play special teams, and he was basically the third-team slot corner behind Jalen Ramsey and Brandon Echols, and you just can't keep guys on the roster who don't have any kind of position flexibility. So he can't play outside. You don't play special teams. He's kind of one of these guys who has to be a starter or he's not going to be on a roster. Now, I would expect him to get on a practice squad. I don't know if it's going to be the Steelers practice squad. But listen, you go back to last season, he lost his job basically to Cam Sutton. And obviously they went out and recruited over him, during the offseason. So bad break for him, but I'm sure he'll land on his feet somewhere.
How do you view this roster now versus a year ago at this time?
Yeah, it's interesting. I saw something this morning, and this is not a surprise, but they have the second oldest roster in the NFL. And, you know, everything we've been hearing from Omar and Mike, since that playoff loss in January has come true. You know, they said changes need to be made, and they made changes. And I think the most noteworthy thing is the age of some of these guys that they've added. Now, you know, Aaron Rodgers is going to skew that a little bit, but Jonnu Smith, Jalen Ramsey, guys north of 30, they are going for it this year. There's no doubt they've broadcast that. They're not trying to hide it, but this is like a playoff run or bust type of a roster that they've put together here, and you know, we'll see if it all works out.
Receiver, obviously Jacoby Myers requesting a trade. We heard that the Steelers were that team that did try to ask the Raiders to take on some of that salary in order to trade for a Jacoby Myers. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, he's a guy who played with Aaron Rodgers. He's on the block. Where do you see the Steelers going? Do you see them ending up with one of these guys at the end of the day?
Yeah, I mean, I would not be surprised at all if they do add a receiver here within the next week or so. I can't say if it's going to be any of those guys. I mean, I really liked Malachi Corley when he was coming out of Western Kentucky. I know some stuff has happened with the Jets that maybe he wouldn't be as attractive now, but, you know, Aaron Rodgers played with him. So, you know, whether it's Corley or any of those guys that you mentioned, you know, Scantling might be a guy who is, you know, attractive to the Steelers and Rodgers as well. But you just look at the resumes of the guys after DK Metcalf, and this hasn't changed. You know, I think Calvin Austin is a good three or a four. Roman Wilson may be a good two or a three, but we don't know. They don't have long resumes that we could say, yes, you're going to be that. You're going to have this role in this rotation. So I can definitely see where Omar wants to add. But, yeah, salary's a part of it. They're not going to overpay for guys. And, you know, they're probably going to be looking to get somebody, not on the cheap, but, you know, certainly not paying a full salary that the Raiders have for Jacoby Myers.
Okay, that's where I was going to go. So you don't think they'll be in the Jacoby Myers sweepstakes if there is one?
I mean, his salary was what, north of $10 million, right?
I think it's $10.5 million.
$10.5 million. Yeah, I mean, I think they would probably want the Raiders to eat some of that, but we'll see.
Why? They got the cap space.
They do have the cap space, but other stuff can happen during the season. I think they're going to bring Chuck Clark back, but maybe you still have to go out and get another safety if it's not Clark. I mean, they always want to have some wiggle room there, and I just don't think they want to spend big on a receiver that they're not all that familiar with.
Ray, do you think the Steelers are one break away to being a Super Bowl contender this year?
You know, they're kind of like the darling pick of some national guys. I saw something. It was Gronk. Gronk picked them to win the AFC North. So they are starting to get some attention like that. I still think, Doran, that the AFC is so deep. And, like, getting past Burrow and Allen and Jackson and Mahomes, you would have to get, like, two or three breaks, right? Like, you would have to win the North. There would have to be an upset on the other side of the bracket. And then things just kind of fall into place for you, kind of like 2010 when the Patriots lost in the divisional round. So could it happen? Yeah. I mean, I expect them to be a playoff team. I suppose every Super Bowl team needs a break or two, but it seems like a couple of things would have to fall in place for that to happen.
So if Jacoby Myers isn't going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler, of the guys you listed before, the Valdez-Scantlings, the Corleys,
yeah,
Romeo Doubs, I guess, could be part of that. Like, who would interest you most if you were Omar Khan?
Probably who Aaron wants the most, because that guy's driving the ship. So, you know, Corley would be more like the Cordarrelle Patterson type of a thing. And I don't know if they actually need that right now. Like, Kenneth Gainwell is going to have a role on this team. He's practiced with this team for the last 6 weeks. I think they like him. I think they want to use him. So maybe Corley's not the guy. Scantling, you know, versatile receiver, has a history with Rodgers. I would probably lean towards one of those former Packers more than a guy like Corley, just because of what I mentioned. But we'll see if the Steelers pull the trigger on that. I know they really like the camp that Roman Wilson had. Excuse me. Calvin Austin they really like, but he's been injured. So they do like the guys that they have on the team. It's just that, you know, they either haven't practiced a lot with them this summer, or they were injured last year, as is the case with Roman.
Ray, over under 8 carries for Caleb Johnson against the Jets.
I think I'm going to go under on that. I think people are going to be surprised how much they use Kenneth Gainwell early in the season, I think, guys.
Well, Doran won't be surprised. We have a bet on this. I thought Caleb Johnson would get more, and the more and more we talked about it, the less and less I liked it. Now I'm at a low point in my life because I trust you, Ray, and this blows.
You don't trust me?
I do trust you. That's why when our conversation was going on, I felt worse and worse about it. With all your logic and reasoning, I was going on, uh-oh. And now I got Ray telling me that they are going to get Kenny G out there more than I thought. How do you think it
He's a good player. He's a good player, guys.
Sure.
He had, like, limited touches because of Barkley. I think with increased touches, I think people are going to be surprised at how good he is and how much the Steelers plan on using him.
All right, let's fast forward to the end of the year. How do you think they want their carries doled out?
I think if they have the lead in second halves, I think Caleb would be a good guy to go to because he can, you know, run that 4-minute offense, and he's a guy who said publicly that he gets better as, you know, the more touches he gets. So, you know, later in the season, yeah, he gets more comfortable, gets better in pass pro, that sort of thing. Maybe they get more comfortable with him. So, yeah, I would expect his carries to increase. But Jaylen Warren is RB1. Right now, Gainwell is 2. And I think the rookie's going to have to find that role. He's going to have to carve out his own niche based on his play.
How many fumbles before Tomlin goes with Caleb by Jaylen Warren?
Yeah, probably 2. I mean, it's probably a relatively short leash. This is a team that has to win with a certain brand of football. They don't want the ball on the ground. That was the great thing about Najee. Listen, Najee didn't produce big plays for you, but that guy was reliable. He was going to play, and he almost never fumbled. So Jaylen has that in his history, so he's going to have to keep that ball tight if he wants to stay on the field.
Raymond, you are a gentleman and a scholar. We appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks, guys. See you next week.
Thanks, Ray.
You know what? Next time we talk to you, Ray, game week.
Yep.
How about that? All right. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Ray.
All right. See you.
You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I can't even look at you. Not even look at you right now. Not looking. No eye contact.
Why?
Not happening.
Why?
Because I'm going to have to torch my relationship with Rich Rodriguez, it sounds like.
Well, you were very passionate yesterday whenever we were having this discussion, this debate. And now, yeah. Why? I mean, think about it. Use some logic here. Why would you play a rookie, a third-round pick that had a mediocre preseason? Why would you give him carries in a game that you need to win, which is every game, at the beginning of the season?
I didn't think 8 was that many. It sounds like it is. 8 sounds like a small number to me. 8. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Ray said a lot there. A lot. Will Howard to IR at some point. Dante Kent, IR. He mentioned a couple of guys that were let go that could come back. We'll get into that when we come back. And a little wrinkle in the Valdez-Scantling conversation.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So Ray Fittipaldo joined us in the last segment. His colleague at the Post-Gazette, Brian Batko, just sort of out of the blue texts us.
Yep, out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. I assume you guys are familiar with beautiful actress and wife of Dwayne Wade, Gabrielle Union, right? To which we are.
Mm-hmm.
We're going like, what the hell is this?
Where's this going?
We weren't talking about Dwayne Wade. We weren't talking about Gabrielle Union. We ain't talking basketball. We're talking 53-man roster of the Steelers. He says, did you know she was in a movie called Breaking All the Rules with Jamie Foxx? In that movie, she plays a character named Nikki Callis. How about that?
Uh-huh.
Well, why didn't he text me then with you guys? I mean, that has to do with me. That sounds like my name. How about
Nikki
that?
Callis.
Have you seen that movie?
I have not.
No.
No.
I have not either. And he said, Batko did, that he'd never seen it either, but they were IMDBing it for, I don't know why. What, do they just sit around in the Batko house IMDBing?
I do that, but yeah, I never heard that movie.
Do you do it for movies you have? I guess you would do it for movies you want to see or movies that you have seen.
Or like characters that I see, I'm like, that person looks familiar. What movie did I see them in? Then I go like, look them up.
Yeah.
I do it. I probably do it once a day.
Literally. IMDb.
Oh, yeah. Once a day.
You do that more or do you do the Zillow?
IMDb. IMDb because I watch a lot of movies.
You ask my wife the value, the home value of a property in the South Hills. She'll know it.
Mm-hmm.
Sickening to me.
She might want to get into real estate then.
I have told her that.
Get your license online.
I also think she is a danger to society because whenever she's driving a car, she's looking at the houses. She's not looking at the road. It's terrifying. Let's react to Ray. Forgot what we were doing there. I got in a rabbit hole.
Nikki Callis.
Nikki Callis. I don't think there's any Adam Crowleys in movies.
There's a lot of Crowleys in movies.
There's a dumpster company around here, Crowley's Dumpster.
Mm-hmm.
People will tweet me all the time. It's just my last name on a dumpster, which...
Fitting.
I know.
Yeah, very.
Couldn't there be something else? Couldn't a Crowley out there own something other than a dumpster company?
He's making us all look bad. I'm sure he's rich. I'm sure he makes more money than me. The dumpster Crowleys.
Yeah.
Probably long lost relative.
Probably.
The dumpster Crowleys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get that all the time.
Dumpster.
Yeah. I do. I get that probably twice a week. People will tweet me a picture of a dumpster with my name on it.
I think that's funny.
It is. Because there's no context added. It's just at Adam Crowley or underscore Adam Crowley.
What do you think the context is?
It's just the name of a dumpster company.
You don't think that they're saying that you're trash?
I think that's exactly what they're saying. They add no context, though. It's just the picture, and I'd be lying if I said it didn't make me laugh every time. I might call them up, find out the backstory on the Crowley dumpster folk. The new nugget of information that isn't new, but I probably should have passed along earlier, with Valdez-Scantling, because he's a vet, he didn't have to clear waivers. So he's a free agent right now. And the 49ers and the Steelers are being reported now by a whole bunch of outlets are the finalists for Marquez Valdez-Scantling. So if I were a betting man, and I am, I would think that the Jacoby Myers thing probably isn't going to happen.
Right.
Because if I'm Marquez Valdez-Scantling, I ain't waiting around.
And I want to go play with Aaron Rodgers.
I guess that, you know what, I guess that would be why you'd wait around. Like, if the Steelers are doing their due diligence on Jacoby Myers, if I'm Valdez-Scantling, that's a record for me changing my mind. And I want to play with Rodgers, I'll wait, see that process through.
I mean, you know Rodgers sent him a text already.
Yeah.
He's already checked in on Dobbs, I believe, allegedly.
And he checked in, according to people, on Malachi Corley.
And Corley, too, yeah.
So, if way back when, before Rodgers signed here, my opinion was, don't let Rodgers be bringing guys in. Like, that failed with the Jets. I don't want to see it. I'm fine with it now. Jacoby Myers would still be my number one target. But short of that, I do want a guy that can walk in here and know the expectations that Aaron Rodgers has for him.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only do you have to learn a new offense and you got to fit in with the personnel and all that, like, Rodgers is going to coach you hard. And if it's somebody who's never played with Rodgers before, it might be a little bit of a learning curve.
Yeah.
Now, Marquez Valdez-Scantling went on the Zach Gelb show in April of 2024. I'm finding this via Alex Cazora, Steelers Depot. He had this to say about Rodgers. Aaron has taught me so much on and off the field. He's a big advocate of mental health and how you approach life, not just football. The things that he's gone through over the years, he shares that and kind of just lets you know, hey, I'm a human too. Just for him to be able to open that up and be a great friend to me, not even just a teammate, I'm forever indebted to him. He's one of the greatest teammates you'll ever find. He cares more about his teammates than about the game of football. You know, I think that's something that people really don't understand because people get this perception of him that he's this diva or all about himself. That's the furthest thing from the truth. I mean, it's something you've said for a long time, but there's a guy who played with Rodgers for a handful of years that is lending credence to that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe you're right.
Maybe do you want to go to the 49ers, a new place, play with Brock Purdy and learn a whole new offense, or do you want to go play with somebody that I'm very familiar with who's all-time great in Pittsburgh?
Right.
Which is very attractive to players.
And worst case scenario is the Steelers go out, they get Jacoby Myers, and if I'm Valdez-Scantling, I go, ah, crap, I wanted to play with Rodgers. I guess I'll go play for Kyle Shanahan.
Right.
So maybe you do wait around a little bit. That's not a bad, and I hate to say stuff like this, but that's not a bad consolation prize for Jacoby Myers, is Valdez-Scantling. I mean, he's big, like you said, takes top off of defense, yards per catch right up there, huge dude. I don't dislike that at all. And then you think about the room, if it is Valdez-Scantling, and it's DK Metcalf and that dude, and Jonnu Smith is going to be lining up in the slot, and Darnell Washington, you got a basketball team, man. You lob that thing up, alley-oop after alley-oop. You got big old targets out there. I love that. And I would also love, selfishly, to see all those dudes in the huddle with Calvin Austin. No offense to him. Because I'm basically the Calvin Austin of this radio station.
Yes.
And a dumpster.
Yes.
All rolled into one.
Yeah. Yeah.
John Wehner's going to join us coming up next. Getting to them Buccos. Why are they so good at home and so awful on the road? Talk to him. We got around the NFL coming up
after that bunch of news from yesterday, obviously, and then Doug Whaley from 9 o'clock until 10.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
John Wehner does join us now. The Rock, a great man from the area. How you doing, Wehner?
I'm doing good. Good morning to y'all.
He's from the area? I didn't know that. Wow.
Harry taught me that, yeah.
Yeah, where are you from, John?
Carlton.
Fisk.
Carlton.
John.
Crafton.
John, the Pirates are 39-30 at home. They are 19-45 on the road. Do you have an explanation for that? Because that is terribly out of whack, and I don't understand it.
I've never understood it. And you go look in the standings, and I would say 29 out of 30 teams has a better record at home than on the road. I would say probably 2 out of 3 teams are below 500 on the road. I don't get it. It's really weird. I've never understood it. When I back when John Russell was here, it was a big problem too. They played. I mean, there were some bad teams, but they played close to 500 at home. And back then, I only did road games. And over a 2-year period, the Pirates' record on the road was 40-121. In 2 years, I worked 40 games that they won.
Oh, man.
But yeah, there's no rhyme or reason. Obviously, you get to hit last. You know, there's certain teams are built for their ballpark.
Sure.
you know, certain pitchers typically pitch better at home than on the road. I've never got that one either. Outside of Colorado, I mean, I've seen Cincinnati pitchers, Milwaukee pitchers, you know, parks that are small and the ball jumps, they still pitch better at home than they do on the road. And I don't get it. I really don't. I mean, like, other than just being comfortable, I don't believe in really, the fans don't give you an advantage. Again, some places the ballpark might, but I've never got it.
John, as we sit here right now, do you think that Jared Triola will be the full-time shortstop next season for the Pirates?
Well, yeah, who knows? They obviously really like him. I mean, he plays the game very, very well. He's very good defensively. He's a very good base runner. He's athletic. He's got some pop. I mean, I know he has for a ton of power, but he has enough power. I mean, two home runs he had over the weekend were certainly legit and hit a long way. I think that's kind of what they're trying to find out. It's kind of like an audition, I think, throwing him out there every day. I guess it all depends on what happens this offseason as far as transactions or, you know, whatever upgrades they make or whoever they try to bring in, trades, what have you. He's certainly an option. He's certainly capable if he hits. And he's hitting right now. And I can't be happier for the guy because he does work hard and, you know, he's a pro and he does everything the right way. But I guess if you say right now, without any additions, yeah, it looks like he'd be the shortstop. He's pretty much there every day as is, and he's done a pretty good job defensively, and it's great to see him hitting.
Another guy that's done well defensively, hit a dinger last night, is Henry Davis. That brings his average up to 178. Now, we've talked about this before. Because of how hard he works and how good, really, he's become defensively, he can play in the big leagues for a long time. What do you think he needs to do to hit the ball even remotely as well as he did in the minors?
You know, I think he's going to figure it out. I mean, he just seems like everything's, you know, the swing's a little bit long and a little bit stiff. And, you know, the fastball, it's funny because when he first came up, I thought that's the only pitch he could hit really was the fastball, you know, but right now, I mean, he had some great at-bats, some longer at-bats, but he just can't get the bat hit out on the fastball. Everything's catching him deep. And, you know, fortunately, they hung on a slider. He hit it out. The sac fly was a slider that he hit the right for a sac fly. You know, I think hitters, there's always ways to figure things out, you know, and sometimes everything seems so fast when you're in the batter's box and you're trying to overswing or swing too hard. And when you try to swing too hard, your swing gets long and it's hard to catch up to good velocity. And I think he'll continue to work at it. I think he has enough pedigree. I just know scouts that I've talked to, they've all said it. One thing we know for sure is Henry Davis is going to hit. And I do believe that Henry Davis at some point in time will hit. You know, I don't know what the ceiling is there or how he'll hit, but he's got power to hit out of the ballpark. I don't know where he'll be average-wise, but I think it's just a matter of timing and getting that bat head out to get to the fastball, because when you can't get to the fastball, man, everything speeds up and things can kind of snowball on you. But as soon as you start getting the timing right and being able to barrel up a fastball, boy, it's a whole different game in the batter's box.
John, say your career went into a different direction and you were a pro football player, what position would you play?
Oh man, that would be fun. I would guess linebacker. I mean, I played 1 year of football in high school. My mom wouldn't let me play till my senior year. And I was, you know, I played like a rushing end. I loved it. It was so much fun. I've never had adrenaline like that in my life. I just can't imagine what it was like to play in front of a packed house, whether it be in the NFL or even college. Because I never, the little Carrick High School where there's 30 people in the stands, I've never had adrenaline like I had playing football. It was a rush. I think I'd like to be like a linebacker just running around hitting people.
I'd imagine you were one of those guys that had to be calmed down, not told, hey, you got to ramp it up.
Yeah, I had no problem. Yeah, like I said, it was crazy. Like, just before the game doing jumping jacks, I felt like I was jumping 5 feet in the air. I never, and I got so hyped up, I cramped almost every game. You know, it was crazy. Yeah, I've never felt like that. It was the greatest feeling ever.
John, are you going to take in any Savannah Bananas action? Does your schedule even allow for such a thing?
I'm working.
Yeah,
you know, I'm grinding out here. I'll be in Boston, but that's pretty cool. I actually I was at a conference where the founder was, and man, I couldn't be happier for him. How much money he's, you know, how he risked his whole career, his life, everything, all his money, mortgaged houses to try to make this thing work. And obviously, it's taken off and it's working. And yeah, it's pretty cool. I've caught a couple innings on TV from time to time, and yeah, that's like the Globetrotters of baseball. It's really cool. I mean, I'm hoping the folks in Pittsburgh will have a good time this weekend.
And Sean Casey, the mayor, he tore his hamstring playing in one of those games.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. I mean, Sean Casey always played hard, but he's at the age now where he shouldn't play hard. Just go up there and hit and, you know, get a runner for him or something like that. But it'll be interesting because normally, like in Pittsburgh, they're bringing people out. They're bringing former players out. I don't know if that's a secret or not, but I got to imagine somebody's got to be showing up, some former Pirate, to play this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's going to be all kind of former Buccos, as I understand it, that are going to be out there. John, appreciate cool. you. What's that?
Is it cool?
I said cool.
Oh, I thought you said who, and I didn't have the answer. And now I've made an ass out of myself. Thank you, John. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yep. Have a good week, guys. See ya.
You too.
Thanks, John.
That's a great John Wehner. If you need a spot to park for the Savannah Bananas game this weekend, try the garage at Nova Place. Nova Place is just steps from PNC Park, a short walk to Acrisure Stadium, located along South Commons. Prepay, reserve your parking at Nova Place Garage on ParkWiz. The best part is an easy exit in any direction after your event without getting stuck in traffic near the stadiums. Plus, they offer hassle-free mobile payment to avoid any lines or delays while exiting the garage. Nova Place offers parking for all events on the North Shore, sports events, concerts, and more. I'll tell you what, I've been trying to plan up for the backyard brawl. The thing I worry most about parking, seriously, 100%, is getting out. Like, I will walk a great distance to go to an event so long as I know I can get the hell out of there.
Yeah, same.
Oh.
Same.
I'm telling you, the brawl, it takes you 2 hours at least to get out of Morgantown.
Yeah, we were sitting there, remember?
Oh.
Remember we had to go pee and we were like, all right, what do? We run into Taco Bell.
I wound up later on peeing in the Taco Bell cup right in my car, stuck in traffic.
Yep.
And nothing you could do. I'm going to burst. All right, coming up next, around the NFL. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. A week from tomorrow, the Eagles host the Cowboys for the start of the NFL season. How good do we think Pickens is going to be this year?
I think he's going to do pretty good. You know, he has a legit quarterback in Dak Prescott, and he's going to be the second option alongside CeeDee Lamb. Like, he's going to be open a lot. He's going to make some splash plays as he always does, and I think he's going to ingrain himself into Cowboys lore of being, you know, one of those fan favorites. And I think he's going to keep his nose clean, honestly. I think you're not going to hear from him. He's just going to be out there making plays. I really do believe that.
To prove it year.
Yeah.
You go out there, you play well, you could be looking at $30 million a season moving forward. And him not being the number one option, I think, is really intriguing.
Uh-huh.
Jamar Chase, T. Higgins is one. I know Jordan Addison's not going to be back until the Ireland game.
Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill.
Yeah. But it's up there.
Mm-hmm.
It's up there. Where do the Steelers stack up with D.K. Metcalf and Calvin Austin, Roman Wilson?
Very low.
Yeah. Another former Steeler. Najee Harris. This is sad to see. I saw people getting their jokes off on this. Najee Harris on the non-football injury list because of the eye thing and the firework.
I think he's coming off of it.
No, I think they put him on.
I think he's coming off of it.
I heard an NFL Now report that said that he has indeed been activated from that list.
He's been activated?
Yep.
That's what I said.
Knock around a lot, mother bleeper.
That's six.
And that's a bad one because I did hear that report. It was on, like it was on a commercial.
Yes. NFL Now that plays.
Najee Harris has been activated from the non-injury list.
And he'll be ready for the start of the season.
Correct.
Well, I'm really happy for Najee. That's my purveying emotion right now, is my happiness for Najee Harris. Spencer Rattler has been named QB1 in New Orleans. Arch Manning, who could be the number one overall pick in next year's NFL draft, which is going to be held right here in Pittsburgh. He had one of the great quotes of all time. I think it would be awesome to see Arch Manning in New Orleans following in his grandfather's footsteps, and I think they'll be battling with the Browns for the worst record in the league this year. Here's the quote from Arch Manning, and he seems kind of dorky to me. He gives off like big-time Eli vibes. He was asked about everyone gunning for Texas this year. And he said, "We don't have a target on our back. We have the red dot on everyone else."
Mm.
It pains me to say that quote absolutely slaps.
Yep, fire. Man.
We have the red dot on everybody else? I can't wait. Like, we'll get into a lot of the college football stuff tomorrow and then a ton on Friday. This is a reason why you get a man cave.
Yeah.
So that you can watch Arch Manning against the Ohio State Buckeyes at the same time that you watch Pitt open up their season against Duquesne. Because I can't think of an opening weekend game that didn't involve my team or the teams that I most closely follow that I've been as excited about as Texas Ohio State.
It's going to be out of control.
Because you look at Arch Manning's numbers, he played sparingly and then he played a lot against not great teams when Texas was going to roll their opponent. You think he might be stepping up in weight class a little bit on the road against the defending national champs?
It's as big as it gets.
If he goes out and does what I'm sure Texas fans think that he can do and what Texas, I'm sure, is paying him to do, we're going to get Tebow levels of hype. Like, he is going to lead every show, not this show necessarily, but he's going to lead every national sports show in America. If he's the guy.
Yep.
It's going to be like Brett Favre's retirement and then unretirement, then retirement, then unretirement. It's going to be like anything Dallas Cowboys. It's going to be like Tim Tebow. The hype is going to be out of control, dude. It's going to be out of control. And I'm looking forward to seeing chapter one of this year on Saturday at noon. I think the whole Barstool president thing was a ruse. I think
by Fox?
I think Fox didn't ever plan on him being on the main pregame.
Mm.
And the main pregame's the show that's going to be in stadium.
Right.
And so he was never going to be in there. And then I think Portnoy put it out. Oh, yeah, I was banned from Ohio State.
Yep, I could see that.
Which, honestly, pretty good play by him.
Yep, yep.
Doug Whaley has traversed into the studio. We're going to spend a full hour with our guy, Doug. The day after NFL teams cut their rosters down to 53 players. Looking forward to this. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 73, low of 51, partly cloudy. I'm just so thrilled for Najee Harris.
Yeah, you're at six.
So two more mistakes between now and the end of tomorrow's show, and I have to wear the 13-9 shirt on Friday.
Correct.
Great.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.